All right. Here we go.
I just slobbered everywhere.
Wow.
Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here once again with Spin.
I breathe paint fumes.
And Starman.
The new Starman.
The new Starman.
The new Starman 3.
That's right. Starman
HD.
3.
The new Starman HD, not 3.
Not 2, not 3, not 4.
Three, not 5.
4G.
I will immediately say, look, I am a Mac guy. Actually, I think we all are.
Yeah.
I could give two rips about the iPad, not 3.
Yeah. Same here.
Okay. There's no holograms.
Well, screw you both. I ordered one.
Did you?
That's fine. I mean, you know, whatever.
Do it
for science or Jesus, whatever, but...
Or both.
I was like, okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Starman. Did you have an iPad already?
I am looking at it right now.
Is it the first one?
There's a second one.
It's the second one? And you felt the need to get the third one?
I'll tell you why.
Tell me, please.
Because of the screen. I wanted the bigger screen. What else?
The resolution.
Okay. The reason why is because I was saying this on Infinite Loop Show is that I have some movies that I rip, and they're mine. Just to make that clear. And I like to watch them on my own devices, and having an HD screen would be rather nice.
Right.
And then, you know what? Here, I'll tell you this. Here, I'll shut you both up. Because I'm a developer and I need to look at it, damn it.
There you go.
Ooh, that's a fancy.
I need to know how it works.
He told us. Honestly, though, the changes that happened to the iPad not 3 are pretty much the changes that are going to... That whole thing might as well have been the announcement for every tablet to come for the next 5 years.
Yes. Now, look.
The processor's improved. New screen, new camera. Don't forget, the software got updated to, ice cream lemonade
4G. Parfait
or whatever the latest operating system is over there in Vermontland. So, okay. Does it do anything? Somebody, I forget who, and I apologize, said, well, Sony's going to have trackpads on the back of a tablet. So you can control it while you're holding it from the back. And I thought, that's a very typical Sony.
Oh, that's
Sony
the PlayStation Vita.
Yeah. Sony does that kind of stuff. They do something that is conceptually a kind of a cool idea, and then you think it through, and you're like, Sony, really? Nobody cares.
Well, Sony likes to do stuff that nobody's doing, thinking they're innovating, but then no one buys into it.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
So, I don't know.
I know that the upgrades are relatively minor. But I just really wanted that screen.
All right, well, fair enough. Since I got my MacBook Air, I barely touch my iPad anymore. And when I did, it was just playing crappy games, really. How about this? What do you use your iPad for?
I'm updating all my apps at this point. What do I use it for? I use it mainly, around the house. I use it for TiVo. I use it for Evernote. It's easier to use it than the iPhone. I actually use it for the weather app because it's nicer. I guess you could say, why do you use this? Why do you use a wider screen than you can with something like an iPhone?
Right.
Astronomy apps, my readers, like Zinio, going through.
But, are those things where you're like, how often do you look at the weather app? In a day.
Well, actually, constantly? No, I do. I look at the weather app every day.
Always wrong.
No. The reason why I look at the weather app all the time is because at this period in the year, I want to know when the weather is going to start getting better. And it is. It has been. Over the summer, I look at it a lot because I want to know if any storms are coming. towards the fall and winter, I generally don't look at it every day.
Because you never leave.
No, because I don't need to.
It never changes.
Well, in the winter, it's like it's cold. Yeah, I knew it was cold.
But I guess my thing is would you not know what the weather is if you didn't have an iPad? You know,
I wouldn't know what it's going to be on like 5 days from now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, right. That's all what you get all the forecasts. So you used to go to television. Now you go to.
I use it for music. All right. So under my music folder here, I got Guitar Toolkit and Tab Toolkit. I use that a lot because it's a lot easier. Stuff? Yeah, I use it for my guitar stuff because you put it on a stand and it's a lot easier to look at this than it is to look at the phone. Now, this actually
is a good question for anybody. What do you use your tablet for?
Right.
Right.
I mean, this is not really just an iPad thing. It's what do you use your tablet for? It's the post-PC era, after all.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think a lot of people use the tablet just because it's cool to look at. Here, I'll give you an example. Here's something that's unique to a tablet. I have this app called Tron Second Screen. All right. It's really something that you use once or twice or something, but you can put on Tron Legacy, you sync the movie up with the movie, and then you get like this background information about the film on the iPad while you're watching the movie. That's become new. I just saw a TV show, and I don't remember what it was, but there's a TV show that's going to be out that's going to be using this technology. So you download the app, you watch the show, it syncs up with the show, and then you can get all this behind-the-scenes stuff, which is great if you have a TiVo. You wouldn't really want to do it when it's first run. Magazines I read on here all the time.
What magazines do you get?
All right, I get blah 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 blah. What the hell?
That's fine.
Infinity FX.
I'm only curious
because hold on.
I thought I would use mine for like comic books.
Oh, Imagine FX. Imagine FX. I don't know why I blanked on that. I've been reading it for like 5 years. Imagine FX, Macworld, Maxim. It's getting bad.
Are they still around?
It's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, I'll tell you in that same kind of vein of magazines and whatever. Where
and Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Oh, do they have it on there?
Yep, I got it right here.
Let's go. How is it? Because I haven't looked at Rolling Stone in 100 years.
You know what? Rolling Stone on the iPad.
Is it filled with
the writing
ads?
Is not as good as it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, of course.
I was really into Rolling Stone a long time ago, and I stopped because I thought the writing was bad. I subscribed for another year, and it's interesting to read this on an iPad, but Rolling Stone itself is just getting a little soft.
My iPad does exactly what magazines used to do for me. They sit on the back of the toilet, and when I go to the bathroom, I look at it. That's what it is now. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Whether it's watching a show or playing a game or reading something, whatever. That's it. Mm-hmm. Eric's looking, Spin is looking pretty bored over there, so we'll move along. We should point out, we are doing this show live on Google Plus in the Google Hangouts with On Air for the first time. Maybe the last time. We'll see.
We didn't consult our makeup departments.
I did not check my hair or makeup.
No, it's not going to be the last time.
It won't be. Well, no, probably not. But I know that we both talked about using other forms of broadcasting. And so we're just trying different stuff out. So we'll see.
Actually, we were trolling Google.
Yeah, we're kind of it actually took me a little while to get this. Because
like
I had
to
violations
guy.
On my YouTube account. I had to clean up my violations.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
You had to clear up your debts.
Well, apart from that, I want to know how you got it. I mean, who did you have to schmooze to get this?
Hey, look where I live. It's like Spin was saying before the show. I live in California. Know everybody.
Yeah,
sooner or later. Sooner or later.
And if you have a van and a blanket, and you can pull up to the shipping and receiving docks at Google.
And a cup full of ether. Hey, does this sock smell like ether?
Chloroform.
Oh, no. Well, you know. So we're doing that. I already see some downsides to this, but I'm sure they're working on it. Have no idea how many people are watching. So there's that.
Can you kick people out of this? Like, if all of a sudden, let's say Eric just starts rambling on about
freaking out
some crap. Can you boot him?
It's the same as...
Was that a nip request?
Oh, no.
No muting video.
I can block you. Mm. I can still block you.
There you go.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, I can just hit end broadcast and that'll be that. So,
you know. Duck and cover.
I do see that the latest, greatest thing for Google Hangouts is some kind of dog and kitty mask.
Yes, and horns.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it...
Oh, it's not working for me now.
Makes me happy to see that somebody's whole job is doing that. Oh, there it is. There you go. Perfect. You have to talk like Henrietta Pussycat from Mr. Rogers for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Meow, meow. iPad, meow,
this
meow.
Is what the internet has become.
That's what this show has become, I guess.
Well, yes, but we're not a billion-dollar franchise.
Oh.
Now.
Yes, we are.
By the way, I'm trying these new Doritos.
Okay. Holy and now God, a plug from Doritos.
Spicy sweet chili Doritos. Holy crap, they're hot. I'm not going to eat these again.
Are they spicy?
Is it one of those spices that you have one and it goes nuts, or it's like it's
yeah
in the first 20?
No, it's like the instant this goes on your tongue, you're on fire.
See, I think it's better to make to like have 20, and you're like, this is not so bad. And then you have the 21st, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. 22, it gets dialed up exponentially. You start getting into Richter scale multiplication.
It's like a joke bomb.
You have to...
Yeah, exactly.
On the what's the scale for registering hotness?
Oh, I forgot the name of it. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's not Scoble.
I could go... But it's close to that.
It is. It's close to that. It's like... Maybe it is.
Scoville.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
The Robert Scoville scale. Never
That's been. Like Cityville?
Cityville, right. Right. It's I believe Zynga stole the Scoville scale from another company, but I can't confirm.
I won't argue.
I know, right? You can't even make a joke about Zynga ripping people off without like everyone like, probably. Okay, next topic.
All right. Well, you can take your Doritos to the movie theater, but be careful because you might get stopped. You're not supposed to take your food in there. This guy, and where is this guy? Michigan. What's his name here? Let me find it. Joshua Thompson filed a class action suit against his local AMC theater for price gouging. This is according to the Detroit Free Press. He's seeking refunds for theater customers who overpaid for popcorn, candy, and other food at the concession stand.
And look, not for nothing, but that shit's overpriced.
I was just asking.
Too much.
I was just thinking class action for...
I don't think it needs to be class action, but you know for a fact that popcorn doesn't cost nearly as much as they charge for it.
But that's how they make their money, because they pay an ass load to get those movies in there.
They do.
Yeah, I hate to see what happens if a hurricane comes. Price gouging would occur.
Hurricane, everybody go to the movies.
Right.
So apparently this guy tried to bring his own snacks in, and the sign said you can't do that, so he got mad when he got thrown out. And he's...
Wait. Hold on. Back up a second. How did this guy get caught in the first place? What was he bringing in? Like a burger? And
I've seen a truck. And he's wheeling in a couple crates, I think.
When we bring in stuff. Look, I bring in stuff all the time. I've got a jacket, which I can wear in the summer, as a matter of fact, because it's not that heavy. And it's got pockets on the inside.
You fill it up with chicken wings and watermelon. Fill it up with...
Well, you can put stuff in it.
I mean, everybody brings in like a Camelback or whatever.
Or full something. Of whiskey.
Look, if it's in the summer and you're wearing a t-shirt and jeans, no, you're not going to get away with much. But if you wear a light jacket, you go at night, you can get away with putting stuff in your jacket pocket.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Sort of like that guy who got past a TSA scanner with something in his pocket.
With goobers. This guy paid $8 for goobers and a Coke. Nearly three times the $2.73 he paid for the same items at a nearby fast food restaurant and drugstore.
It is price gouging. It really is. And that's why when we go to the theater, I really don't like buying stuff. I'd rather go to the Quickie Mart or 7-Eleven or something like that, buy the stuff there, and just put it in my pocket.
Well, that's what this guy did. And he got...
How'd he get caught? That's what I want to know.
I don't see how he got caught. I don't know. It doesn't say. It's to say he's claiming that that the gouging is a violation of the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. Hey, you know?
Wow.
I can't even remember the last time I've been in a theater, yeah, like movie theater.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
What other kind of theater are you talking about then?
Like, well, theater? like theater.
Oh, like, you theater. Know,
cardboard, yeah, la-di-da, pinky out, right? No, not that kind of theater. But like a movie theater. I can't even remember what I saw. Has it been since Coyote Ugly?
Wow.
Why, no. Not that long ago, has it?
Well.
You saw that in the theater?
Yes,
you saw that?
Okay, so here's the thing. Well, of course I saw that. Hello? Here's the movie, right?
All right.
Wait. Please allow us to put on our pig hats for a moment.
Christopher Walken voice.
Bunch of women jumping up and down on bars and whatever. Anyway, so there's alcohol, there's women on a bar, scantily clad, the whole deal. So a whole bunch of us said, all right, we're going to go see this. And it was at a place called the Mercado. It's right by Yahoo's campus in Silicon Valley. It was like some stupid $9 to get in, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a mix. It was a pretty split between guys and chicks. And we all went in, and everybody had their camelbacks all loaded up with whatever crazy-ass concoction we concocted for the day. And we were expecting just exactly what you'd expect. Chicks on bars and slinging beer around and all that. We never paid attention to the rating of the movie. We just assumed. Yeah, PG-13. That was some depressing love story with a girl and her acoustic guitar.
Oh, Google Plus. Oh, sorry. What?
And it is probably... Oh, what? No, what? And I think that was the only movie I have ever walked out on.
Wow.
People say that. They're like, I just left. Oh, shut up. You didn't.
I walked out of Superman 4.
I'm just not a... I'm not a sucker. I got to experience the whole thing to the end, even if it sucks. You know, it's like, just you got to live it.
Superman 4 was horrible.
Well, yeah, so we left, and that's it. And I don't think I've been back to a theater since. It was that traumatizing. No, I mean, I'm sure I watched something in some theater, but I just don't. I go to sleep. It's a big room with a comfy chair. I'm like,
wow. Did you see Titanic?
Yeah, 2000. So what, 12 years?
12 years since you've been in a theater?
Maybe I was on one on a cruise or something, but... Yeah, that's when Coyote Ugly came out.
I saw episode one a few weeks ago.
That's right. I haven't been in a while, but it's not been that long. I did see Titanic in the theater. Titanic, the boat, the big disaster.
So are you going to see it in the theater in 3D in April?
Is it coming back?
3D. Yeah.
3D.
Next month.
No.
Can that die already?
No.
3D.
Well, 3D or the Titanic. Well, enough people already died.
Whichever.
Titanic. Well, this website, I think it's called here, fizzorg.com, is saying that the moon might be to blame for the Titanic disaster.
I see what you did there.
That's what I'm trying to do there, and you guys keep trying to derail me from my segue. Well, yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, that's good. We got there. We got there eventually. Unlike the Titanic. Hey! So the idea was that the closest the moon was in 1400 years was on during that time when the Titanic hit the icebergs. And they're saying that caused the tides to be higher than they were in 1400 years, causing more icebergs in the boat traffic lane there. And, more than usual, so it possibly could have contributed to the Titanic disaster.
It's entirely possible. But I wouldn't say that's a direct correlation.
Or a stupid captain.
Yeah. No.
There's a big rock there. Nah, it'll be fine.
Grok.
Faster!
Yeah. Must go faster.
You know.
So,
I thought it was interesting. Convinced. You know, a lot of things can be figured out with science.
Science!
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 Like.
I want to see how you transition to that. We got Goomy.
We got Legos in space. You want to talk about that?
Did not do that. Sending things into space for 800. Trebek.
Your mother's in space. There's a video going around of a Lego space shuttle that some folks attached to a weather balloon and shot up to near space. I think those videos are great. I like that people are doing this stuff.
And it's usually done by like kids, too. What did you do this weekend, Bobby? Well,
we went to space.
We sent Lego up into space. Space.
Space. Space. Space. Gotta go to space.
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 Space. Space.
These guys in Germany did it with a Lego space shuttle and a GoPro Hero. Spot GPS. And
I want to try that, but in this area, you can't do it. It's just there are way too many planes.
I could see if that'd be a problem.
Yeah.
You got to go out the middle of nowhere.
I want to know if these people check flight paths before they do it. You send that thing up, it's up like 15,000 feet, and all of a sudden, you find out there's like a plane crash because somebody put up their freaking Star Wars figures from 1977 in a box. Like,
Boba Fett is going into space.
Boba Fett. Yeah, we found the problem.
Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
It's a rocket firing Boba Fett.
Oh, man. You don't want to send that into space.
Or at least a little model of something. That would probably be better because then that could, cause an optical illusion and people would be like, what is that? What is that?
When I was a kid, I made models, and there is nothing you wanted to see than your model actually fly. A few years ago, like 15-ish years ago, I used to make model rockets. I still do once in a while, but I had one of the Enterprise, and I shot it off, and it was awesome. But, putting that into space would probably be really wicked. Yeah. But you have to watch out for air traffic.
Yeah, that is a good point. And, I mean, this thing that they sent up didn't look very big, but the balloon was pretty big. Those balloons are pretty huge. Yeah. Plus, you're sending some expensive equipment up there. I mean, there's a chance you might not get it back.
Sure.
That's true. All you need is somebody to find it before you.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of that. Where are those videos? Found this thing in a tree. Check it out. Somebody's crying right now. I think it's cool.
That's what all the space junkyards are for. There's one in L.A. It's great.
Oh, yeah. What's that called?
Norton's. Yeah, it's a space junkyard in North Hollywood. And they just have parts. They have cables and tubes and solar panels and empty napalm canisters. And just like, it's a surplus. It's like an Army-Navy surplus store for space junk.
Space garbage.
Yeah, what are you doing? something gets knocked out. Yeah. And now the weather. A space storm. Run. I love that there should be more space weather reports, just as a rule.
Yeah.
But we are getting a space storm coming right for us.
It's coming right for us.
Exactly.
Should we batten down some sort of hatch?
There's no hatch. There is an airlock, perhaps. Batten down the airlocks. I think I should just do it. I mean, nothing happens, it seems. They're like, communication satellites get disrupted.
I was going to say that. It seems like every time there's one of these things, they say, well, I might disrupt communications and power stations, and nothing ever happens.
Yeah, if anything, your AT&T signal might get more strength. Right? I mean, it would be like, it's just my cell phone gets crappy reception, right? We probably won't even blame space.
Remember back in the day when they'd be like, your pagers might not work?
Pagers.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There has to be some retro use for pagers, by the way. I kind of miss pagers.
You should attach one to a weather balloon and send it into space.
Right. There were a lot of cool varieties of pagers.
Yeah, I had one. Yeah.
But no more. Now it's you all got to deal with like
texts,
phones, and
yeah.
Operating systems, and ooh, my glowing rectangle is cooler than your glowing rectangle by a milliscoble. Scoville.
Scoville is a unit of all measurement. It's like made the Kessel run in less than 12 Scoville seconds.
12 parsec.
Parscobes. yeah. So there's that.
I don't know. Have we checked the comment line?
I haven't seen anything. I guess people, we could have announced that if people wanted
to. Oh, yes. Leave a comment. Too late. Never mind.
On our Google Plus. You could go ahead and do
well,
that.
Well, we're still getting the hang of this.
Well, we haven't done it before.
The hangout find, of this.
Find the freaking tab.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
where is the... Yeah, okay. I'm not terribly worried about it.
Whatever. I'm not worried about it either. So you never go to movies, but are there any that you're looking forward to seeing when they come out on, I don't know, whatever, I guess?
I just kind of browse it, right? It's like food. I mean, I'm just... Huh. What am I in the mood for? I don't know. Let's go check out the sci-fi category.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, there was a company like Hollywood makes movies, that there was a company that put out new food all year round that you've never seen before?
With trailers?
Yeah, like coming soon. This bread.
In a world where burgers taste like ass.
Here, I'm actually going... That. I'm checking out the Netflix stream to see what is... Yeah, no. I mean, I'll watch Men in Black 3 just because it seems kind of funny. And G.I. Joe, too.
Prometheus. Don't forget Prometheus.
What's the deal with the Mr. Carter show? Whatever. John Carter.
John Carter. Didn't we talk John about that Carter. Last week?
I don't remember.
I heard that they can't market that movie themselves for shit. It's like the fan trailers were better than the official ones.
So, well, first I mean, this of is all, an old story or what?
Yeah, it is. It's what a Civil War soldier goes time traveling, and then there's Martians. I mean, let's just grab into a hat.
Was it an old story?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
But the way I've seen it, John Carter. It's not like, you know, the frontier of alien desecration. It doesn't have any name. I mean, John Carter. When I saw the preview for the first time, it was like. Dude swinging a sword at lots of scary crap.
In that scene from Star Wars Episode 2.
Whatever, right? Yeah. Things were being fought.
Yeah.
Verily. And it's verily. Like, John Carter in theater. I'm John Carter, I'm like, are they paging a dude from the audience? Who
John
is
John Carter?
Pick that up the name phone. Bugs me so freaking much. I'm like, I mean, maybe Lieutenant John, or, you know, Lieutenant Dan, John. Something like that. But just flat out John Carter. It's like a movie called John Smith, and you see things exploding all the time. You're like, oh, I'm going to go see that. Don't understand the name of the movie, but okay. Maybe that's me, but, you know, maybe the premise is cool. Okay, Civil War soldier having to deal with Martians with Civil War era muskets and whatever. All right, that I could give that a go, I suppose.
So yeah, this is a character created by Edgar Rice Burroughs, who appears in Burroughs' Barsoom novels.
Who created Tarzan, right?
Yeah, this is, first appeared media, 1912. Hey, that's the same year that the Titanic went down, see? It looks like it may have been called A Princess of Mars. At some point, which just sounds better than John Carter.
I thought it was John Carter of Mars originally.
In 1964, it was
okay. That actually could be kind of funny. At least it got you have some, you know, John Doe of Mars. It's got some boringness. Yeah, it's got some boringness, like the everyman of Mars,
like that part of heavy metal where the nerd becomes like the god of some alien world.
So it was originally serialized as Under the Moons of Mars in a pulp magazine, The All Story, from February to July 1912, then retitled as A Princess of Mars, and later The Gods of Mars, The Warlord of Mars, Swords of Mars.
This is like Dune.
It continues on. Lana of Gathal, John Carter of Mars in 1964, okay. Thuvia Maid of Mars in 1920, Synthetic Men of Mars in 1940. Like, any of those would have been better.
Synthetic Men of Mars?
I would totally watch that. Any of those titles would have been better than just John Carter. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
I get a little worried about movies like this.
Yeah, now it's a Disney
all special effects, and you have no idea how good the story's supposed to be.
Paranorman. is the new movie that's coming out from the makers of Coraline. I try to appreciate Coraline. I just couldn't get into it. It was nice and all, but I'm like, I have to give that a few more goes.
Yeah, it was all right.
The Lorax is out.
Made a ton of money, evidently.
I heard that people were saying it was awful.
Danny DeVito, that's a tough pill.
Danny DeVito was great. I forgot
exactly why.
Cartoon character, I don't know. Although I'd feel a little weird seeing all these car commercials with the Lorax in it, thinking, not sure that's what Dr. Seuss had in mind for his stuff.
Well,
oh, right.
I don't know.
We have a Wrath of the Titans. There we have all these. I got to watch them to see if they look any good. I just don't know. Something anime looking. Undefeated.
Well, if you want to buy some cinema merchandise, they're auctioning off a bunch of Avengers memorabilia from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The full Mark II autopsy suit from Iron Man 2 is starting at $60,000. Chris Evans' complete Captain America suit, $20,000 starting.
Wow.
Hero motorcycle from Steve Rogers, $12,000. Thor's hammer, $4,000. Captain America stunt shield, $3,000. And more. While that stuff is really cool, I don't have any money for that.
You know, to somebody, that's going to be chump change.
Right. The same people that bought the Back to the Future 2 shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And it will never be in style.
Or $6,000 speakers. Who buys that? Anyway. Oh, you know who could? This woman in Michigan who won the lottery. $1 million jackpot.
Wow. Just a million? I mean, not to be snotty about it, but that's not a lot of money these days.
It's not a lot, but she's still collecting food stamps. Probably doesn't need to do that.
Yeah.
This comes from Yahoo News. Quote, I thought they would cut me off, but since they didn't, I thought maybe it was okay because I'm not working.
Well,
Amanda Clayton, 24, guess what? Local 4 News in Detroit.
That's kind of some interesting logic. I need to ponder that one.
She owns 2 homes, a new car, and receives $200 a month in food assistance from the state-issued Michigan Bridge card.
$200. That $1 million or whatever the take-home was. What is it? What do you just assume she gets taxed almost half, right? So half, sure. $500,000. I mean,
probably doesn't for need some people, food stamps.
Right. I mean, even though that could be only 5 years worth of income. Because there are plenty of people. She lives in Michigan, right? Don't move to California because that's only 5 years salary, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe.
Yeah, if that. Most of it goes to your car registration.
yeah, no doubt. She took the $1 million lump sum, which meant about half.
They don't ever say what the payout is, do they?
Well, it said half immediately went to taxes, so.
Wow.
Right. Half, jeez.
I'm not one of those crazy, oh my god, taxes guys, but I'm like, yeah, half, that's a bit much.
I thought it was 30%.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's what I got. If you guys got anything else. Oh, Starman, you got video game news?
Oh, I just wanted to mention that Mass Effect 3 is out. And
the new Mass Effects, you mean?
The new Mass Effect is out. I'm playing through Mass Effect 1 now because I never finished it. I never finished 1 or 2. I started 1, never finished it. Started 2, never finished it. So now I'm going back and I'm doing all of them. I've been hearing nothing but really good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what people should write video, the way that people should write video games. It's like you have a bunch of flashy stuff and then you forget about it. The people at BioWare put this game together in such a way where they wanted it to be a classic, and it seems to be working for them. So
you haven't finished 1 or 2. Have you started 3?
No.
Do you finish 1, then play 2, then play 3?
Oh, yeah. So the way it works is that the events that happen in one game carry over to the next game if you load your save game.
Gotcha.
That's kind of cool. The decisions that you make and the people that live or die in one game carry over to the next one. And so they put together this elaborate game. And if you think about all the different possibilities that a game could have from beginning to end, and then they have to carry that over to 2 other games, that's just amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, I'm not a big gamer, but that's pretty cool.
Well, I found out recently that there was an old EA game in 1986 called Starflight. And anybody that remembers this game knows that Mass Effect is very similar. I found out there was a tweet by the main developer of Mass Effect that says that their basis, their inspiration for Mass Effect was Starflight. And so this...
I know there's a reason you bring this up.
No, there's no reason. That's just it. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit of information.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
For all those that didn't know. And it was initially called Starflight of Mars. With John Carter.
Yeah.
The original character in that. Nobody right.
Knows. It still bugs me. It just bugs me.
It does. It bugs me that it's a Disney movie. It still bugs me that Tron is a Disney movie because I like Tron. But.
Yeah, but I don't think Tron is like any other kind of movie would have done it well. I think it needed to be a Disney movie.
But, you know, I'd love to see... You know, I was thinking about when they're going to redo Star Wars.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I'm like...
What are you talking about? George Lucas does that every few years.
Yeah, well, a non-Lucas remake, yeah. A reboot, right? I would love to see a Quentin Tarantino... Not an Oliver Stone. Quentin Tarantino has to redo Star Wars and Tron while he's at it, because I believe that could be incredible. Granted, it will probably be like 200 years from now, but
there will be no Quentin Tarantino. But I'm pretty sure that there are fans out there doing Tarantino versions of Star Wars, like little trailers and things like that.
But they're not going to be good, and they're going to blend in with all the other crap.
They're good. You know, actually, I forget what it's called. There was one they did about Lando. They did it like a Grindhouse movie, and it was awesome. Crap, I can't think of it.
If I search for Grindhouse Lando.
Yeah, oh, Black Star Warrior. That's what it is. And it's pretty good.
It is.
The guy,
for less than $4,000, they made it.
Yeah. I mean, it's only 3 minutes, or I think it's 15 minutes, but go watch that, because it's pretty cool. Right. The guy they got to play Lando and Han, they look and sound pretty good, and it's like a blaxploitation version. It's pretty funny. So you can check that out. There's your thing. There's also a Grindhouse kind of... I think there's a Star Wars. Somebody did Star Wars Grindhouse... Like the whole movie. Let me see if I can find that while we're at it. I don't know. I'd have to look it up more in depth than just that. Like somebody went through and put, you know, when the stormtroopers get shot, there's like blood blasting out of their heads and like did the whole thing.
All right, I'll have to see that.
It's totally over the top. But they did a pretty good job with that too. I can't remember what the link is for that exactly.
Okay.
Oh, War of the Stars. That's it. War of the Stars.
What is it?
War of the Stars. War of the
Stars.
Okay. Yeah.
What the Fest Star Wars Grindhouse. You can check that out. That's worth a watch. All right. Anybody got anything to plug? Anybody talk about anything? Starman, you got 18 shows. Start talking about it now.
SithHeads.com, TheInfiniteLoopShow.com, ThisWeekInTrek.com, or TheWarcast.com.
Did you get them all?
I think so.
You got Sith Heads.
I got Sith Heads, World of Warcast, Infinite Loop, and
now what's this Infinite Loop about?
All
that's your
Apple.
Newest one.
Yeah.
It's another Mac show.
Yeah, because we need another one in the world. No, but this one's better. Damn it, this one's awesome.
Infinite Mac shows show.
That's right.
There's so many.
The show rocks.
It's all right. It's got a girl, so you know. There's that. You know, remember MacMost?
Yeah,
that show was worth watching because he had a couple of girls on it. Then he got rid of the girls. Nobody watched. He thought. Oh, Gary. He thought he could do that show on his own. I guess he still does. I don't know. I haven't seen it in so long.
It's still running, really?
I think.
Somebody from MacMost was on some show recently, and I went, really? That's still around?
Yeah.
You're getting you're starting to see a lot of people doing shows because now that Google's got a whole video client, and you know it ties into YouTube. People are like, I want to do shows. So now you're starting to see the quality change. People are like turning on more lights, right?
Yeah.
Please don't put halogen work lights in your bedroom or whatever because you're going to burn the place down, and it's going to be like 900 degrees.
Oh God, yeah.
Yes. So I turned unless you live in a freezing place, the freezing tundra of, you know, not humid land.
Indiana, North Dakota, right. South Dakota.
Right. Winnipeg. Greenland. So, yeah. But that's fine. You know, hey, that's cool. Hey,
we're all working on our little sets slowly.
Yeah, we are.
All I've been doing is painting. I have nothing to plug. I've been working. I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not kidding. I built a gym. I just jumped on. It's like a video conferencing. It's just like a screensaver for me. Screensaver.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, but that would be a great show. No, actually, it would be kind of weird. Never mind.
It would be Leo LaForte and a razor.
I log in and I get to work. So I'm in the beginnings of Studio 2.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's working. We'll see.
All right. Well, there we go. All right. If you want to send us a tweet or several tweets, you can. At Robot Underpants on Twitter. I'm also Langley on Twitter.
I'm Spin.
Spin.
I am Star Mike.
Star Mike, not Star Man. Mm-hmm. Star Mike. Don't send your tweets to Star Man because that guy is a jerk. So we don't know,
but we'll just pretend he's a jerk.
We don't know. And if you want to send us emails, it's robotunderpants42@gmail.com. And perhaps, if you're lucky, we'll check that email. Let's see if there's anything in it. All right. And I guess that's it. Until next time.
Okay.
That's that. See you.
Bye. Get all the shit out and fucked up and shit.